2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following multiple developing stories about the economy on the 7 o'clock report.
Yeah, we just got the weekly jobs report from the U.S. Labor Department, and the Utah monthly jobs report will be released in 5 minutes.
Our special coverage of jobs and the economy begins with Sean Michael Lyle with a special report on the KSL News Desk.
Amanda, the Labor Department just now reporting 860,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's down 10,000 from the week before. While it does mark the third week in a row with fewer than a million new claims, Bankrate's Mark Hamrick says it shows the job market still has a long recovery ahead.
We still have to make back more than 11 million jobs just to get us back to where we were before.
That's a number of continuing claims. Meanwhile, President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the biggest gains in job recovery are being seen in minimum wage positions.
We're about 50% back on jobs. And of that amount, 70% is coming back in the lower wage area.
We'll get more on the Utah job situation coming up at 7:05 when the Department of Workforce Services releases their August report. And one economic figure going the wrong way is home construction. The Commerce Department just now reporting it fell 5.1% in August after strong gains over the summer. A sudden drop in multifamily home starts is blamed. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Riverton High School is closed today because of the coronavirus.
It will reopen for online classes tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
The decision was made late last night at an emergency meeting the Jordan School District after Riverton High School reported 16 positive COVID-19 cases. The school board had been advised by the Salt Lake County Health Department to allow only online classes for 2 weeks, but the board decided that online classes for everyone would be on for tomorrow. While crews perform a deep clean, then a normal schedule would resume on Monday. The school is in the middle of homecoming week. Students and sports and clubs already quarantined, and what to do about extracurricular activities was not addressed at Wednesday's meeting. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah kids are accessing explicit material on school databases, and parents are pressing lawmakers to do more about it. The databases are supposed to keep online searches safe, but Robert Gowans, who used to work at Tooele County School, says districts just can't keep up with it all.
With their limited resources, they cannot handle the barrage of material that's being sent through databases.
Lawmakers are debating now whether to increase penalties on database companies or get rid of them altogether.
One person is dead following a crash on U.S. 89 at Crestwood Road in Kaysville. Investigators say two motorcycle riders were traveling southbound when the driver of a car made a left turn directly in front of them. Both riders struck the car. One of the riders was taken to the hospital. The other died at the scene. The driver of the car was not injured.
Layton police looking for answers after the discovery of a woman's body in Kays Creek. Neighbor Bob Perry says the area is attractive for crime.
It's very secluded back there. A lot of things can be done without being with the sight of the police or, you know, anybody in authority. I just don't like the riffraff.
The cause of the death under investigation. Police are asking for anyone with information to please call them.
Many Utahns are still waiting for their case to go to trial. The pandemic has put off in-person jury trials till next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, some attorneys and judges say their caseload and schedules are so backed up it could be well into next spring before some defendants get tried by jury. The courts say in-person is the standard, but during the pandemic they can have some trials conducted at least partly virtually if all parties agree. This week, though, however, another first-degree felony defendant said no to that. Danielle Young's been in the Weber County Jail since June 2019, and the Standard Examiner says his jury trial is now scheduled for next March, almost 2 years later. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Many parks in Salt Lake City are still closed because of the damage from last week's windstorm. The city is asking everyone to stay away from Liberty Park, Fairmont Park, Sunnyside Park, and Lindsay Gardens, Riverside Park, Washington Square, and the Salt Lake City Cemetery. Richmond Park should open today, and the city hopes to reopen the western half of Liberty Park sometime tomorrow.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. We're going to have another day of near record-breaking heat before a storm rolls in to cool us off and bring a little bit of rain Friday into Saturday.
Sunshine is expected on Sunday. The temperatures are going to stop below the average as we get to the weekend. So cooler air is coming and then really pleasant weather to follow. Temperatures are going to hover around 80 for the first couple of days of next week. So a lot cooler than it's been.
Grant says we can expect a high today of 93 in Salt Lake City with a high tomorrow of 89.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.